All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Jean-Luc Walking episode. I have no idea which episode this is. Oh, I'm out walking again. It's been too long. Like, really, I should have done this sooner because it means I wasn't walking for that long. So, you know. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, mudda, blada, dubba. You know, all that fun stuff. So I think this time I'm actually going to split this episode into two parts, if I remember, hopefully, you know, all that important details of remembering of approximately 1 hour in length each. So that should be good, even though it's the same day, unless, of course, I get completely tired and don't actually stay out walking for that long, in which case, you know, there won't be enough to split. But, you know, minor details. But, yeah, not walking again. Still got nothing to talk about, so that's cool. But I'll probably think of something, as I seem to do somehow, regularly. Just think of something to talk about. I don't know how. Just sort of... And then you know. You know, anyway. But now I'm trying to do two things at once. So, you know, don't worry about it, but just that's why my speech isn't as continuous and fast-paced. Well, it's like still probably the same speed, but just like there's less content per time, you know? Stuff like that. There we go, okay. Didn't bring water, as per usual, because it's always a weird balance. It's always just annoying, to be honest, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, the niceness of not being thirsty versus the annoyingness of having to carry around a water bottle. Maybe if I, like, find a belt thing that can hold a water bottle, then I'd probably do it. I should look for that, to be honest. That'd be interesting. Just had a crazy idea. I don't know how much wind a dead kitten can prevent from being recorded, you know? But I just had the thought of what if, like, I got the fancy microphone, right? And somehow, like, attached it to some assortment around my shoulders or something. So that it was hands-free, you know? Pretty much stayed mostly in front of my mouth. And then just rode a bike. Wouldn't that be cool? But I have no idea if that would work. Like, would that work? I have no idea if that would work. It might work. If I can find a freaking USB cable, it won't break! Ah! Problem is, I don't know what I need. It's like... these really dinky, thin, tiny cables that make up the microphone cable, right, that I'm using right now, that survives just fine. So it's like, eh, whatever, you know. It survives. It's fine. The much thicker USB cable... nah, it dies after 10, 20 minutes. Oh, and I found the third microphone, so that was cool, because I bought three of these, because the pack of three was cheaper than the one, for some reason. But, so I assume the cost price on these is, like, cents, you know, 20 cents, maybe. And so, most of it's shipping. But, you know. Uh, It was just in my desk, in like a sort of almost kind of hidden spot. I remembered putting it there after I saw it. So, you know. So, as of this moment, I know where all three of them are. Maybe I'm not cursed with losing everything. Maybe I am, but maybe I'm not. Now, wasn't I saying last time about, like, I have to buy three of everything? I'm imagining buying, like, three laptops. And then doing that knowing I'll lose two of them. Can you imagine? Just pissing away money. Ah. I don't know, and I don't care. Something, 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 something. Cars. Hey, look, cars. Hey, look, more cars. It's like this place is infested with cars or something. But, you know. I wonder if I'll get any weird looks. Well, there's like no one here, so I guess there's no one to give me a weird look, but if there was, I'd probably get weird looks walking through a school place. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I wonder how obvious the microphone is on my shirt. Like, I don't know. I don't really have a good mirror to see right now. Like, if someone's just looking at me, will they immediately know that it's there? Will they even know if they look for it? I assume they look for it. You know, if they, for some reason, they're just like, I wonder if he has a microphone attached to his lapel. Then they'd probably see it. But if they're not looking for it, I have no idea. I can certainly feel it, like, pressing up against my throat, just a tiny bit, but it's, like, constantly there. Feels like a feels like a tiny mouse is choking me. It's probably the best way I could describe it. Also, echoes are like the best coes. You know? If I had to choose between echoes and becos, it would definitely be echoes, you know? They're the best kind of co. Except for maybe decos, you know. Decos are pretty cool too. So I don't know. It'd be a bit of a condicative. I don't know. Words. Predicament? Maybe. I don't know. Oh, there are people here. Huh. Okay. Well, I guess I'm getting weird looks. For some reason, the thought just passed through my mind that I should strip naked just to get more weird looks. Because I don't care, right? But I actually do care about getting arrested. So, you know. The yes is in the nose. Getting arrested is kinda bad. I do care about that, surprisingly, I know. But I don't know where I want to go today. I want to go somewhere I haven't gone before. But I also don't want to get lost. But I feel like those two are kind of mutually exclusive. I'm going to have to get lost like a little bit at least to do it. So I guess I'm doing that. I guess I'm going to get lost a little bit. And just take a quick look at my phone. I think it's got 80% battery, so. And it's got GPS and maps pre-downloaded, so I should be good. And, you know, first comes to worst, I can call for help. Quite literally calling, you know. But I don't really want to do that, you know. Probably annoy whoever had to come and get me. Yeah. You know. If I say you know enough, then you know, you know? You know? I just had to decide something because I think there was only like one person who gave an opinion, even though I never actually did the poll I said I was going to do. Just don't take everything I say on this with a grain of salt. I'm like in a different mood when I'm out walking and talking like this. I don't know why, but for some reason, I guess I just have blood pumping and stuff, and different chemicals in my body. I don't know. Yeah, it's funny. Chemicals sort of have... The word chemicals has two different meanings. With one of them having a very vague meaning of like substances that are obscure, that we don't know about. And the other meaning just meaning like the scientific definition of chemicals, of just the substance in its barest form. I don't even know how to describe it. I'm sure there's some technical wording. But basically, whenever you hear somebody say, oh, I'm worried about the chemicals, they're talking about the first definition there. Because obviously they're not worried about water. And then people often respond with, and I'm guilty of this myself, people respond with, oh, well, water is a chemical. And it's an interesting thing that I think the argument is valid, but not the way it's presented, in that, like, really what you're saying is that there is no good, concrete first definition of chemicals. You know, people are sort of just assuming that any chemicals they don't know about are bad. But really there's no way to classify them into good and bad. Well, sure, there are, but none. You can certainly try and, you know, say these are poisonous or whatever, but they can still be useful. And, you know, everything's poisonous after an amount, including water. If you drink too much water, bad things happen without peeing. If you do pee, then I think you're pretty much good. But if you die because you pee, drink too much, and still pee, don't blame me for it. I'm not sure whether or not that will work. But it's kind of interesting. I remember there's a site once, it probably still exists, or at least something that does the same thing, where you could select from this massive list of substances, ranging from, you know, cyanide to chocolate milk. And it would tell you how much of that substance you would have to eat / drink to die. So you told it what substance and how much you weigh. And, you know, I believe it tells the LD50 or whatever. And, you know, I remember putting in chocolate milk, and I can't remember what the number was, because this was a long time ago, but, you know, if you just had enough chocolate milk, it would kill you. Yo, huh. Didn't know that. But it makes sense. Just breathing, because I have nothing to talk about. Oh yeah, I should probably pull up the thread. That's a good idea. You know. It should be preloaded this time, because I opened it just before. So hopefully the browser thing kept it and all that. So yeah, here we go. Awesome. So this time we have a grand total of one comment that is not from me. After the Linear podcast, even though it's been 4 days, I think. Posted it on the 10th of December, and it says it's the 14th, so I might be a fence post problem, but I'm pretty sure it's 4 days. And then Nun from Hell says, you listened to that unique one just once. I just listened again to your random ramblings from start to finish. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I don't, did you listen to the ones before that twice? I still don't get it, okay? And they say they're not that crazy. And Star Trek Enterprise confirmed for creating a tulpa. I don't know. If an AI creates another AI, does that count as a tulpa? I don't know. I feel like, especially because people could interact with it very, very separately. You know? I don't know. I don't think it quite counts. And no, it's not Soylent Green, goddammit! I kind of wish they'd named it something else, just because people only think of that. And apparently the name is based off that, the book that movie was based off of. But, you know. I love eating too much to ruin it with something like powder food. You know, I like eating too. But I don't like eating when it's the morning and I have 5 minutes to get to work and I need to quickly find something to eat so I'm not starving when I get there. That's when I don't like food. So, yeah, I'd certainly still go to restaurants and stuff, but especially the part I don't like about food is that the stuff that tastes good is bad for you. Which is really, really annoying. And besides, it's not powder. The one I was using previously is powder. And besides, that was just powder mixed with water. So it was more of a suspension than just powder. And the one I have now, it just comes as liquid. And it's quite smooth, actually, which I really like. It's a... how do I put it? It's just a smooth drink, like drinking a chocolate milk or something. Self-driving cars always end up late at work because of your car. No, my car would run Linux, which doesn't fucking do that. No distribution of Linux that I've ever heard of does that. Even Ubuntu, which is like, you know, super user-friendly and all that, is like, oh, hey, you should probably restart, press this button. That's what it does. It doesn't say, hey, I'm gonna restart for you because you need to restart. It's not that sort of bullshit. Oh my God. Ah! 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 Well, that may break the controls of the brake at one point. Oops. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would be illegal. So, then people would stop driving the Microsoft cars as well, hopefully. I mean, that people still use Windows 10, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people would just continue doing it. Carminators? Better aim for beaming? Wait, what? We better aim for beaming, I guess. The sentence doesn't make any sense. It's a senseless tense. Yeah, the goddamn USB cables that always break. I don't know why. Okay. I'm using a USB cable with my computer. I guess it's just moving less. But like, I would assume years worth of moving USB cables around would be worse than 20 minutes of walking around. Apparently not. Apparently, 20 minutes of walking around is enough to damage the USB cable such that it's just stops working very well. Like, it was sort of randomly disconnecting at points, so I guess I could probably still use it for like a mouse or something, and it would work okay. But for a microphone, it stops the recording, because the recording software is like, the microphone doesn't exist anymore, so I better stop the recording. Oh, there's a dog. Hi.
Hi.
Why are your dogs always so interested in people like that? The owner has to restrain the dog. And I never know if I should stop and, like, pet the dog and pay attention to it, or if that's, like, that's sometimes allowed, but it's just, like, too much trouble to ask the person, which I know is silly. I know. Shut up. And then it's also, like, I'm not sure if I want to interact with this dog. Are they going to be, like, super hyper and break my jawbone? Are they going to, like, lick me? Or can I just pet them and say hi? Like, all this sorts of stuff. You know? But yes, for some reason, a lot of dogs that I see out walking are like, oh my gosh, there's a new person, let me kiss them! Oh my god! Ah, it's a new person! Ah! You know, like that. That's what being a dog is like. No! Okay, let me go, please! I must smell them! I must interact with them! Why are they... Two cars in a row just did a U-turn at the same spot. Wonder if they're following each other. There's a bus. What to do? Where should I go? I don't know where I should. The word should. Repeat it over and over again. Should. The sidewalk ends. Really? It just... Of course the sidewalk ends. Why wouldn't the sidewalk end? All the sidewalks end. I need nose muffs. Like earmuffs, but for my nose. Also need earmuffs as well, so... I did actually, like, write that on the shopping list and stuff. But, you know. And I plan on walking to the store during this session. But it may be during the next episode. Which I may or may not delay for a day. Delay for a day! Hey! Anyway, Delay for a day. Hey. Anyway. Hey, I say I'm quite at bay for this foray into the day. Except it's currently night, but whatever. I say. Something about Ray and Clay. Which may say... Nay. And that's about it, guys, for all the things I can think of that end in A that make any sort of sense in a sentence. So, that's the end of that. I bet I'm like purposely saying that's the end because otherwise I'm just going to continue forever and ever and ever. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to go to the store either during this episode or the next episode. I plan on doing that. But, like, because stuff is so hard to, like, bring... I try and save it for last, such that, you know, that when I'm bringing it home, because I couldn't bring groceries with me, like, right now, I could, but I just don't want to, and so, basically, I'm making the amount of time in which I carry groceries the shortest amount of time, and I discovered... that on one of the previous ones, if I try and bring stuff home and then keep walking, it doesn't work as well as I'd like. I seem to like die once I get home, and then trying walking again is just like, oh my god, what is my life? There's also a person in front of me and we're doing a little dance of trying to figure out who's going to be on which side. I'm going to just walk in the grass because I'm that sort of guy.
my gosh, I nodded and she smiled. We've established a true human connection. Oh, wait, she's gone.
Gate. Okay, so we're wondering, that's a gate. It's clearly labeled. I mean, that actually sort of makes sense because without the label, it looks like just part of the fence. So I can't actually see why they labeled it gate. I was going to make fun of it, but then it's like, no, that makes sense.
So that's cool. Pretty cool.
I wonder what moving's like. I've never moved before in my life. You know? I've never done it. You know? I did go stay at a friend's house for a week when I went to England. So that's probably the closest I've ever come. I mean, I've stayed at hotels for like a few days at a time. Not most. Which reminds me, I need to do stuff. I don't know if I'm willing to say it. I guess I might as well. So the Everfree Northwest is the thing I want to go to, which is a pony convention where people talk about ponies, and there's ponies, and there's more ponies for My Little Pony, and ponies, and ponies, and ponies, and more ponies. It's awesome, and I highly recommend it. I went there last year, and the thing that annoyed me the most was actually transportation, of getting there and back. It was just so annoying, oh my god. And cost a lot of money too. Just because I couldn't find rides, and buses weren't fast enough. And so I got cabs a lot. I tried to take the bus, but didn't always work out. There are some points where it's like, oh, if I wait an hour, then there'll be a bus home. If I just sit here for an hour, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that. You know, just gonna not do that. This person here seems cold, has a dog, so that's cool. They're waiting for the bus. Well, the bus already came by here. That's where I saw it. Maybe she's looking for a different bus. Probably. So that's cool. Oh, huh. There's this little piece of sidewalk that, like, it's for bikes to go onto the sidewalk. That's interesting. So I don't know if I've ever seen that before. It's like a little ramp that goes from the bike lane onto the sidewalk. Huh. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So, Everfree Northwest, right. So, transportation is annoying. So they actually host it at a hotel. Excuse me. Because, you know, people like to travel there. And so I'm like just far enough away where it's like people might look at me weird for getting a hotel if they knew how far, but I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah, I'm sure the hotel's fine with it. Hey, you're going to give us money? Sure. But, and then if I have a hotel just for 2 nights, then it's much easier because then I don't have to, I only have to transport once there and once back. Whereas before, I had to do transportation there and back and there and back and there and back, and I don't know how many times I just said it, but enough times that it was annoying. And it also means that I can stay a lot later. I mean, I can stay there for the whole time, but they like had late stuff, but the buses didn't go late, and whoops, I pressed a button. Okay, bus didn't go late, so I couldn't stay late. And Yeah, so this time hopefully I'll also be able to stay late. So isn't that pretty cool? Isn't that pretty cool? But I'm just waiting at the stoplight, which is taking a surprising amount of time to let me go for some reason, but I guess that's just the luck of the draw. Or rather, unluck of the draw. It's kind of funny how luck sort of implies a good thing, but sometimes it's not always. Whereas unlucky, you know, it doesn't make sense if you're using the like other form of luck that doesn't mean good. It doesn't make sense to say unlucky. Well, no, actually it does. If you're not implying that it's a good thing, then unlucky just means normal. But if you're using unlucky that means a good thing, then unlucky means a bad thing happened that was random and, you know, less than 50% chance or something like that. Well, no. Now, if there's 60% chance and it was bad, then it would still be called unlucky. So I guess it's just any randomness that results in a bad thing is unlucky. And it's kind of interesting. I was sort of like searching for a word that, you know, is not lucky but not unlucky for a thing that happened that was neither good nor bad. But then that doesn't really make sense because the you know, if the thing is equally likely, the thing that happened has to be special somehow. It has to be different from the others, things that could have happened. Otherwise, it's effectively the same thing, basically, if that makes sense. So, like, unlucky makes sense because the thing that makes the thing that happened special is that it's a bad thing, as opposed to a not bad thing, you know? But I think there is still a use case for such a word because something can be special for some other reason, which would just be based on context, without it being necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. So that was me just convincing you for really long comparatively on one argument and then completely destroying it with another argument. So, hope you had fun with that. I don't know why, but that's what happened. Cars. Nobody looks like they're gonna run into me, so that's good. And no, I'm not playing Frogger. none of them are even like in line of going to hit me, so. You know. Just being cautious. Although I think I already explained this before, so, you know, just double explaining in case you missed it the first time. But then again, if you missed it the first time, you probably didn't care, so, you know. I'm just kind of talking on this phone. That's weird. It's weird because, like, I can only hear the S's mostly. I can't hear what he's saying. I should get one of those things that lets you, like, spy here on people. You basically get a megaphone and then reverse it so that there's a microphone on the inside instead of a speaker. Then you have an actually, like, pretty decent listening device. Also, he's talking pretty loud too, so, you know. So I wonder, I just remembered there was something about how, like, governments can't spy on you anywhere you have a reasonable expectation of privacy, I think is the thing. And I was just thinking, like, Does out on the street by myself count as a reasonable expectation of privacy? Because I could certainly see it going both ways. Although I think explicitly there's also another law that says a public place is not private. So I think actually I could technically spy on that guy and be legal. So, you know. But this is not, this does not count as advice. I'm not saying you should do this. I don't know if this is true. you know. Lights are so bright. Yeah. Ooh, it's a dark and doopy alleyway. Spark? Spark and dookie. There we go. Spark and dookie alleyway. Oh, that's a sheer cliff. Huh. Wonder if it, like, collapses when it rains or something. Seems like it would, but judging by the height of trees that are on it, seems like it doesn't. But again, maybe the trees are deep enough that they sort of both stay there when the top part collapses, and also that they help keep it in place. That would make sense. Why do all the cars' headlights have to be so bright? Like, I'm pretty sure cars don't have any sort of brightness adjustment, you know? Basically, it's as bright in daytime as it is in nighttime, which is really unfortunate for the people looking at the lights during nighttime, because then they're really bright and they hurt my eyes when I'm driving. It's really annoying. So, you know. Rant number 367,203. But hey, I've never been here before, so mission success. I've never been down this road. But mission success part two, I have a fairly good idea of where I am and where I'm about to go to. So that's like success I didn't even think I'd have. I thought it was just inevitable that I would not know where I was, but you know, I sort of don't know where I am, but I sort of do, and I know how to get back to where I do know where I am without like technological help from my phone. So yeah, you know, it'd be really awkward as if this stopped recording. I mean, this hasn't done it before, which is really nice that it, you know, doesn't stop recording randomly. Like the USB thing, yeah, but no, it's still recording, so that's cool. As untitled record number 19, because I'm just too lazy to rename them. I wish it would rename it by a date, but there's no option to do that, and so I'd either have to do it manually or do what I do now and just leave it be. So I just leave it be. But yeah, I've never been here before. So that's cool. There's a whole residential area, I guess, of like apartments and stuff. It's called residential because it's where people reside. What a surprise! Weird how like English actually sometimes makes sense. Oh, I thought that said overnight. It says over height parking. So that was interesting. You gonna let me go? Yeah, you go. I'll go behind you. Okay, get that person off. Your wheels, I think your wheels are flat. Yeah, there we go. I successfully crossed the road. Aren't you all so proud of me? You should be. Point 0.1 mile. What the hell? What? It's just a random post in the ground that says 0.1 mile. Okay. Guys, apparently I've traveled 0.1 mile. No, definitely more than that, but that's weird. Oh, hey, I should run a step counter on my phone. That would make sense as a thing to do. I should totally do that. I'll do that once I have a internet signal of any sort, which, well, I'll do that pretty much once I get to the store, because I have no way of being notified if I have internet signal, and so since it's sort of temporary and goes in and out, which reminds me, I was gonna go to the cell phone store to get a new, well, get the same phone, but get a new plan for the phone. Well, I done fucked up. I have no idea if they're open either, which I can't find out because I don't have internet. I wonder if I can do it online. Sometimes you can just type in the like special number that the phone has and do it online. I might do that. Oh, but I also need to transfer the number. Also, the one I'm using used to be really cheap, but now it's not. So, you know, it used to be like a good reason to keep doing it despite the grievances, but now it's pretty much the same price as the rest of them, so. Hey, I wonder if they're still open, because it is a weekday, so it's possible. Hey, I might as well walk there. That makes sense. That makes total sense, because, you know, I'm going to be walking anyway. It's not like it's wasted effort or anything. I will just go walk there. Awesome. I've, like, solved the problem. I feel happy. Well, sort of solved it. That one turns... Okay. Cool. Just have to figure out how to not get run over, you know. Oh, there's another thing. It also says 0.1 mile. Looks exactly the same. I have no idea what those are. Those are really weird. I assumed, like, that there would be a 0 mile mark, and then it would be, like, a measurement of how far you've walked. But no, now there's 2.1 mile markers. And no clear way to know what exactly it's measuring, like, from what point to that point is 0.1 mile. It's just mysterious. So, you know, 0.1 mile. What should I name the episode? So far I've talked about 0.1 mile, talked a little bit about AI. Doesn't matter because no matter what I decide now, I'm going to forget, so screw it. I think there was something I was thinking of. That's why I brought it up, that I was going to be that was going to be the title, and I totally forgot. So, yeah. There's a sign that says no skateboarding allowed, and I just had the random thought that, like, if you cut off the top of it, it's like it's saying skateboarding allowed. So that's kind of funny. But whoa, that's an ambulance. That's an SUV, or at least they call themselves an ambulance. That's really weird. It's like it's
the thing that's painted on it says it's an ambulance, at least. That's weird. I gotta keep talking, man. If I stop talking, I'm gonna get tired, and you're gonna get bored, whoever you are watching this. Although, I don't know, maybe just the sound of cars rolling by is like beautiful, soothing noise. It just soothes your brain. I don't know, maybe. Whoever you are, does the white noise of cars soothe your brain? That person's gonna go, and that person's gonna go, and that person's gonna go straight, so they're not gonna run into me. I assume they're gonna go straight anyway, but you know, that's cool. And yeah, I successfully crossed another road. Yeah, you can probably count how many roads I've crossed. Although, there might be some that I don't mention just because there's like no cars, and so I don't feel, don't pay too much attention. I just sort of look around and make sure there's no cars. And it's like, okay, I'm pretty much good, usually. I mean, I've never been hit by a car, so that's good. Why is there a bench here? That makes no, what? What? I'm trying to fathom why anybody would want to sit there. Like, I have no idea. That's really weird. So yeah, random bench. That's cool. Center chest area, still cold because I have to keep the microphone out in the open. Although maybe, I wonder if I can like attach it to my coat somehow. Also, the nice smell of burnt gasoline. Smells delicious. Pollution, people. We gotta work on that. Really, really gotta work on that. Remember somebody, some quote or something that was like, you know, I don't care whether you think global warming is a real thing, whatever. You know, if you had to choose between a room with a running car in it and a room with a not running car in it, that you had to be trapped in with someone else running the car that didn't want it turned off, you know, which one would you prefer? Because we've chosen the one with the car turned on. And that's the Earth. So, you know, it's kind of bad. I wonder how much an electric car costs. It'd be interesting. I'd want to get one of those that's like, I can run purely electrically, not one of the silly hybrids. There's a lot of people here. I guess it's like afternoon on a work day, so I guess there's lots of people shopping. But now I'm in a shop. Not actually the shop I intended to go to, so I'm still going to go to another shop after this, but yeah. These are always, I fail to label them with prices. I love it. I love not knowing the price. And they don't say anywhere on them. Of course they don't. Oh, there's lots of people around here, so. I'm gonna stop recording. Alright. I'm gonna go buy this people first and then. So, I've made a horrible mistake. I purchased things and now I'm going to have to carry them. And it doesn't even have handles. I probably should have asked for a thing with handles, but it doesn't have handles. Ooh. I can be improvisationer and make handles. I can just put holes in the bag, and hopefully that won't rip the bag open while giving me a thing to hold it with in a reasonable fashion. The problem with the solution is step one of the solution of make a puncture in the bag, which is surprisingly hard to do because I guess these are high quality bags. There we go. Like that on one side, and then on the other side. Come on. Oh, yep. Okay, and then, aha! I'm a genius. The bagger may or may not rip apart. It's already starting to rip a little bit, but fine, don't worry about it. It's absolutely fine. Oh, and the nice smell of gasoline again, which you all know how much I love. But with that, I will thank you all for listening to episode something of Not Toll Podcast, Jean-Luc Walking, episode something of Jean-Luc Walking, and have a nice day. The next episode won't be able to have the things that were posted as comments after this episode because it's recorded right after this episode was recorded, so yeah. See you, whenever.